We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Headline comes your way at 4:23. Brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a brand new WeatherSeal roofing system for just $1 down. Steelers first training camp practice in pads in the books. First training camp practice with fans in the books. That means, because it was a public practice, Steelers insider from 93.7thefan.com, Jeff Hathorne, can give us a tell-all. Doesn't have to pull any punches. Don't have to worry about
no
Steelers
Jim
PR
Colony violations
revoking
here,
press credentials. Yeah, we're good to go.
I can tell you that. I can only tell you that they wore black and gold. That's all we're allowed to say.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Talk to you later.
They were on the field. Who was the star, Jeff?
I tell you what, you know, Mike Tomlin does not praise rookies. He doesn't have that problem with second-year players. He praised Alex Highsmith up and down for his performance today, especially on the backs on backers. And he was dominant. He played really well. And now it's, as he later said, you know, it's one day, first day in pads, telling us we can read into it what we want about all this stuff. But he was very upfront in telling us that Alex Highsmith had a really good day. And for those that question Najee Harris, who missed a couple of blocks, Tomlin said he didn't see it the same way. He thought Najee was okay for his first day. Wasn't great, but wasn't as bad as at times he got made to look on a couple of block opportunities. And one other thing, just before I, in case I would forget it, Eric Ebron left with an elbow injury. So there is that to consider going forward.
Was it from badass blocking?
You know what? He had just had a really good block that sprung Najee Harris on the first play of 11-on-11. He stayed in for about two more plays, and then he walked down the steps with the trainer, and Tomlin only telling us he had an elbow injury, and they'll evaluate again tomorrow.
How about the in-pads first impression that Harris made? Give us a little bit more in-depth on that, Jeff.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked good at times, but I will say this. You know, everybody goes to Alabama. Alabama's the pros. You know, he looked like a rookie today at times. Like, at times he was overmatched. There were times where he didn't seem to be in the flow yet. But then there were times where he showed those flashes. Like, on that run off the Ebron block, I mean, it looked like what you saw in with the Crimson Tide. I mean, he was smooth at some times, but he had a couple of issues, you know, backs on backers, and also a few times appeared frustrated by how the day was going. But that's not atypical for a rookie, even a first-rounder.
Jeff, was there anybody maybe off the, not off the beaten path, but anybody we haven't been talking about a lot who flashed today? You know, somebody who maybe started to took one practice towards making a name for themselves?
You know a guy, there's a guy named Calvin Bundage who ended up getting into a fight with Kalen Ballage today. But he
say that name, Calvin Bundage?
Yeah, he's a linebacker, and he's a depth guy most likely, but he's a middle linebacker, young guy, who they released and then brought back, who's actually made some plays, not just here, but you know, made some plays all during the rev-up part and now during training camp here at Heinz Field. So he would be a guy, if you're looking for an outside guy, and I'm not going to, you know, that's not a name that people know, but if you're looking for someone that's kind of off the radar, that would be a guy who I thought had a good day here today in his first opportunity in pads with the Steelers.
This Dwayne Haskins update is sponsored by someone locally who needs to sponsor this, because every time we have an insider on, I ask about Dwayne Haskins because I'm very interested in Dwayne Haskins, and it would be a great marketing opportunity for someone locally to get their company's name out there more. So how did Dwayne Haskins look today, Jeff?
I can't think of any companies that might be interested, but Haskins, I thought, had a good day. He wasn't great, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't overmatched. He wasn't, you know, there wasn't anything that he made some nice rollout throws. I thought Haskins had a good day. I wouldn't say that, you know, you're ready to turn the keys over to him, but for a first day in pads with, you know, live players, coming at him, even though you're not going to tackle the quarterback in these drills. I thought he looked good for the most part. There are a couple times he probably bailed to run, but considering it's a young offensive line, that may not be a bad play if he were to get into a game.
Jeff, I saw at least one update that suggested that Najee Harris, even though it might not have been a great day, earned at least one big old chest bump from Ben Roethlisberger.
Did he knock him down? Hope he didn't get injured.
It's funny. Ben came out in this like huge shirt, like cut off sleeves, and we were joking. It was like, it's like something our buddy Mark Cabali would wear. It was just a big shirt with cut off sleeves, you know, just very laid back. And we were saying, you know, they should have had Finney or somebody come out and get under center when the fans were here, just so fans would completely overreact and say, "Oh my gosh, you know, look at Ben." But you know, actually, Ben looked good. And Ben and Naj, Ben knows, you know, maybe it was like this with Elway and Davis, but Ben knows that Najee is a big deal for them to have success, and a big deal for him maybe not to get hit. And he has been spending a ton of time around him, and he has been giving him little tips here and there. And yeah, that did happen, and they've been hanging out a lot together. I think Ben realizes the quicker he can get this guy up to speed, the better they have of not only winning, but you know, selfishly for Ben to not take a licking.
Jeff, what's the offensive line look like? Is Banner all systems go yet?
Not yet. And Chukwuma Okorafor was held out. We don't know why, but he was dressed and he was working on drills on the sideline. Tomlin said he wanted to give Dan Moore some work on the first day of pads, which I buy that. You know, here's a rookie. Give him a shot. You still are, what, 6 weeks from your first game? Okorafor has been in through most of camp at this point. So, yeah, Dan Moore was out there. And, you know, Banner is a guy that they're slowly bringing along. And first day of pads, he was not out there, although Devin Bush was.
Jeff, I think Mike Tomlin, in answering a question about, like, you know, how do the guys who are maybe shorts and helmets darlings, you know, how do you separate the wheat from the chaff once this time rolls around? And he basically said the physicality goes up when the pads go on, and that's when some guys recede from the moment. Was there anybody where that was an obvious thing today, like the physicality got the best of somebody who maybe had so far so good, you know, been doing okay before this point?
I mean, there was one time where McFarland got run over on a backs-on-backers drill, but he's not the biggest guy. He just took a bad angle, and it was a bad result for him. Those are the drills where you really see the physicality. Because even on the 11-on-11, even though there's blocking and there's contact, I mean, you're not hitting your own receiver over the middle. Yes, you are tackling running backs, but it's not completely 100%.
Yep.
But when they do backs-on-backers, you can see the emotion. Because these guys have pride, and they know it's just one-on-one. And in some of those drills, I thought at other times McFarland looked really good for a little guy. You can tell he's improved his blocking. And again, I thought, to Mike Tomlin's point, I thought Highsmith was really good. Another guy who really moved well within the offense, going back to offensive line, is Kendrick Green, especially with Hassenauer still out with that knee. Green's been getting a lot of those snaps, and you know, not that he's going to get Wally pipped for being on the first depth chart of the year, but this could really cement Kendrick Green as the starting center.
Because I was going to ask you, with Hassenauer banged up, is Green going to win this job by default, or is he going to have to earn it, Jeff?
Yeah, they just have not run much at B.J. Finney at center. That's always an option, and he's had enough snaps there, and I get what Tomlin says that, hey, you know, we don't need to see him there. We've seen that. But as long as Green doesn't screw it up, you know, he could make some mistakes, but as long as he has a grasp of what's going on and Hassenauer remains out, it looks like it's Kendrick Green's job.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't love that only because I wanted to see him seize that job because, you know, he just was clearly better. The fact that he might get there with a very sort of small on-ramp here of no competition, I don't love, Jeff. I wanted him to seize the job because he had earned it and because he was obviously the best man for it, not, as Pony just said, by default. That just has me a little leery.
I agree, but it is early, and Hassenauer could return, and you got to imagine a guy who is, you know, a backup player in college is going to be coming out full guns knowing that this is his opportunity to get a starting job. So if he gets back in the next couple of days, I think that competition will indeed be there.
Jeff, I want to ask this question while being very sensitive and aware of why he isn't practicing, because he lost his brother in tragic fashion. But what is the situation with Stephon Tuitt, in case our listeners might not be following this or aware of what's going on with him right now?
Yeah, so his brother was killed a few weeks ago in a hit-and-run accident. And obviously, it's very sudden. It's something that has really rocked his family. It's been very tough on his mother. And, you know, Tuitt's going through drills on the side. I mean, he looks in good shape. He's doing all kinds of stuff on the side that you would see injured players do. But I think, and, you know, this is something that's been brought up recently, as recently as hours ago with Simone Biles. I don't know where he is at mentally, and I don't want to guess that. Because it's not fair to him, but they said they support him, and they're going to let him take his time to when he's ready to kind of get back into full action. And that was not today. While he was in on a few of the drills, he's not at that point yet. But he looks, if you were to look at him, you see him walk out and he's in full uniform, you would say this guy's ready to go. So I would imagine at some point, when, I don't know.
Well, Jeff, I would presume that they view him as somebody that, for lack of a better way of putting it, doesn't have to go through all this. They want everybody to be participating, but I would imagine he's reached veteran enough status there that they just say, get yourself in football shape. We assume you can do that, and we'll see you when you're ready to be out here.
Yeah. And it's a great opportunity for guys like Loudermilk, the rookie, to get, you know, to get some reps in those positions, you know, to move Isaiah, you know, get Isaiah Buggs and Carlos Davis some work on the inside, and maybe even push him out to the outside because of where we're at. And they've got this wild card guy, Calvin Taylor from Kentucky, 6'9". And, you know, he's been in on some drills. So, yeah, I think kind of what we were saying about the offensive line or guys that don't need reps at certain positions, yeah, you're right. Tuitt does not need it, and they are, you know, thinking of him first. And the side benefit of him not being on the field is these young guys get opportunities to show the coaches what they can do.
Jeff Hathorn, make sure you check him out. Read his training camp report. Now we can report on things without players and coaches giving away the secret recipe. He can just give you his straight-up observations at 93.7thefan.com.
It's nice. Check it out. Jim and I will have coverage for you.
Oh, Jim was Jim there today too?
Jim was with me. Yeah.
Are the concession stands open?
They are.
Cool. All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Confirm
that they are. I'll see you guys.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.